From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for the truck attack in Berlin Monday that killed at least 12 people and wounded dozens. The claim was posted late Tuesday on the website of the group's Amak news agency. The statement came a short while after German police released a lone suspect captured Monday evening after a huge truck smashed into an open market where people were taking part in Christmas festivities. Excuse me, the chief prosecutor's office says it released the suspect, a Pakistani national, because investigators did not have enough evidence to charge him with a crime. The Russian and Turkish presidents say the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey will not harm ties between the two countries. Dorian Jones has more.
A ceremony was held at Ankara's airport for assassinated Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov as his body was repatriated to Russia. The ambassador was shot dead by an off-duty Turkish policeman at an art exhibition. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Tuesday in Istanbul that bilateral relations will not be derailed. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey is committed to finding those responsible and that his security forces will work closely with their Russian counterparts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The foreign ministers of Russia and Turkey say the evacuation of the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo should be completed in no more than 2 days. Turkey's foreign minister said more than 37,000 people have been evacuated, and the goal is to have all remaining people in Aleppo removed by Wednesday. The foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran, meanwhile, met in Moscow to draft a proposal that Russia says amounts to a blueprint for a ceasefire in Syria and maybe even an end to their civil war. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday returned an underwater U.S. drone it seized last week in the international waters of the South China Sea. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the transfer took place in the same area where China picked up the drone. The drone measures water salinity and temperature gradients. China's defense ministry said Tuesday the transfer was completed smoothly after friendly consultations between the two countries. The top human rights official at the United Nations Tuesday called for an investigation of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte after Mr. Duterte claimed he personally killed several alleged criminals. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zaid Raad Al Hussein called on Philippine authorities to launch a murder investigation. Rupert Colville is a spokesman.
It should be unthinkable for any functioning judicial system not to launch investigative and judicial proceedings when someone has openly admitted being a killer.
Mr. Duterte claimed Friday that he shot and killed about three men while serving as mayor of the city of Davao. President-elect Donald Trump planned Tuesday to meet with former Bush administration official Jovita Carranza. She is believed to be in the running to become the U.S. trade representative. He also planned to meet with a businessman, Luis Quiñones, who is said to be under consideration for Veterans Affairs Secretary. A Trump spokesman says Commerce Secretary nominee Wilbur Ross will be in charge of the new administration's trade policy. And concerning a leftover election issue, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected calls for a special Senate investigative committee to look into possible interference in U.S. elections by Russia and other countries. The families of three people killed last year in the shooting incident at a Orlando, Florida nightclub are suing three social media companies for allegedly providing material support to the gunman. The lawsuit alleges that Facebook, Google, and Twitter made it too easy for Islamic State jihadists to create social media accounts used to spread their message and raise funds. According to the suit, material support provided by the social media companies has been instrumental in the rise of ISIS and has enabled it to carry out attacks. Thailand has amended its laws governing computer crime. Media activists are denouncing the action as a setback for Thailand's reputation as a leading proponent of free speech. The amendments to the 2007 Computer Crimes Act were passed overwhelmingly by the National Legislative Assembly last week. Thai officials say the changes target the digital economy and are intended to protect the public from having their rights violated on social and digital media. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade Tuesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.